brief testimony, praise God. The Lord continues to bless and to work there. Some of you, I sense a prayer request, sort of a pathway into the trial. Some of you may know this. A young girl, 10-year-old, went walkabout, was missing for 4 days, and they were really concerned about it. But praise God, she's been found safe and sound. They did tell the police about it, but she's ended up in a friend's house. She wanted, instead of going back home from school, she went back to her friend's place. But anyway, praise the Lord, she's safe and sound.
Amen.
Praise God. But the Lord's doing a tremendous work in Abraham. It's amazing what that young man is getting hold of. Some things have developed. This just gives an example of what God is doing, how he goes before. How shall I encourage Abraham about forgiveness? I don't want to lecture him, because I haven't gone through that trial. I don't want to, you know, things maybe have to be said, but Lord, how shall I do it? Lo and behold, we were having a blessed time Friday night we had a time of prayer. Last night, Skyping again, he shared with me how the Lord had led him, Deeper Life book, I can't remember the page numbers, but 119, I think it's 125, reading about the fruit of the Spirit. And he's come across this thing called love, God's love, right? How God's love is perfected. And the thing about forgiveness. Love forgives. Love will not hold a grudge. Love will not be angry. And he said, everything I read in that Deeper Life book, everything I read in the Faith book, my heart says, yes, yes, I love it. I love FGA. He sends his greetings, by the way. Thank he you. Loves FGA. We treasure you in our hearts. We're praying for you all the time. And I'm reading about love. I must forgive Eric. I'll forgive Eric. I forgive him. I think, well, Lord, you know, like, what do you need me for? You're doing it all. God just answers prayer ahead of time. We don't have to say anything. God will. It's like the Lord put on my heart what he was going to do, not what I needed to say. Do you see the difference? It's the Spirit doing that work. And I just praise God for that, how the Lord is in complete control. We know that, but we have to know it, don't we? And how the Spirit is just moving in that place. He's doing a 2 hours ahead, so he's probably had his meeting now. But he's got hold of that message, and he's going to be teaching it. And there are people on Facebook that are opposing him about tongues and everything. And it's the usual denominational thing. And he's come to me for answers about it. And we had a good laugh. Praise God.
He's on the right track.
Yeah, it's a good sign. Not a sort of, in a derisory sense, not mocking, but what God has shown us and how people are stumbling over the basics. People without the Holy Spirit criticising speaking in tongues, you know, and that's the state. Yeah. And it's all releasing stuff into the heavenlies.
Yeah.
But God is raising up this assembly, the overcomers.
Amen.
To cleanse the heavens, to make a way, as it were. I mean, it's the Lord doing it, he's sovereign. But he's coming back for a bride that has made herself ready. Yeah. How privileged we are. That God is showing us these things, that we have opportunities to share this. And Abraham sees the overcoming thing as a son, as an overcomer. He sees the big picture. He's only a youngster, he's 25. He had his birthday yesterday, I think, or the day before.
He did, yes.
25, been in the Lord 7 years, already passed, and already going through persecution and trials, seeing what it is, the big picture of sonship, of the overcoming walk. And how he's going to be used. He's waiting on his ministry, and how he's going to be used in the end time. Praise God. And how we're all going to be used to perfect God's people, to bring them in, to bring in that harvest. Praise God. Okay, a few trials, delaying things we don't understand. And but boy, oh boy, as we just endure, as we just wait, God will bring that about. He'll bring that fruit. He'll bring that ministry to us. So I just want to praise God. It's such a privilege. And you learn, I'm learning, you learn by teaching. When you see others and you teach them what has been taught you over the years, you think, oh, the Lord. And you remember your own personal struggles with that. You think, well, why do Well, what's the fuss? Why was I struggling? But God's causing us to grow up. He's causing us to mature.
That's right.
And I just really want to thank the Lord and praise Him. And on a more practical level, I've just been handed a couple of envelopes today. Thank you. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Without His faithfulness, without your openness, without it couldn't happen. God is spirit, but He's also practical. And I just want to praise the Lord that He meets our every need.
Amen.
And I want to thank Him with all my heart. It's like that thing goes, not just thanksgiving, but thanks living. It makes you want to present your life. It makes me want to present my life as that living sacrifice. Because Jesus is all we need.
Amen.
It's taken a long time to get that from head to heart. I've been a little bit frustrated because I see people in Kenya, you know, the other missionaries, their organisations, their charitable trusts, and all the funds are coming in. They've got it all organised, all sorted. Lord, where am I missing it? And it isn't. It isn't at all. But a handful of us, the Lord is using and providing through just a handful of faithful saints. And the provision is there. And that's giving God all the glory. Mm-hmm. Because it's not our resources. It's not natural resources. It's all coming from Him. It's His grace.
Yeah.
And God is getting glory from this. I mean, He's using the other stuff. Don't get me wrong, I'm not criticizing. But this is a work of faith. This is coming by faith, not by man's organization. And God is getting all the glory because even that faith is a gift and a fruit of His Spirit.
That's right.
So praise God. Thank you, brethren. And praise the Lord. Thank you for what He's doing.
Glory.
What He hasn't said in that, but I will just enlighten you, He's got His ticket.
Oh, I forgot, sorry. Yeah. There's so much to remember. The Lord provided the ticket as well. The ticket to go out there and, you know, it's
the Lord has manifested.
The Lord provides.
Glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.